Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I do want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for our health guru and friend, Beverly Nadler, her fabulous daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana. And we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends, our family, and loyal listeners worldwide.
Joyce, Barry, and friends, the number one radio show. You might be wondering why this is so. Memorable quotes, life lessons, and so much more. The Coach's Corner will make you soar. All outstanding guests that we love to feature. You will find the show to be the best teacher. Great authors like Ted Siuba and Bernie Siegel. Awesome leaders that soar like an eagle. Beverly Nadler with Here's to Your Health. Home business opportunities to increase your wealth. Kurt's impersonation and improvisation add to the show's transformation. Broadcasting live across America and around the globe with timely topics and issues to probe. The chat room is always fun. We see your comments and appreciate each one. Want to change your life? Change your approach.
Then hire me, Joyce Barry, to be your life coach. I certainly would love to hear from you. Folks, what an extraordinary show today. Can your astrological sign affect your health? With our health guru, Beverly Nadler, who better to talk about health and astrology. Many people are aware that their health is affected by numerous things, including heredity, stress, environment, lifestyle, nutrition, exercise, and their mental and emotional state. Many people are also aware that their character traits are influenced by astrological signs and planets, but the effect on their health is rarely considered because few people know about this. Join our health guru, Beverly Nadler, as she discusses this very fascinating and important subject. So here is my very fascinating and important friend and guest, Beverly Nadler.
Hello. Good morning, Joyce. Yes, it's a lovely day here in New York. The stars are shining us brightly today, I'm happy to say. And, the question is does our astrological sign actually affect our health? Well, most people, when they're thinking of their astrological sign, are thinking of their sun sign. What planets and what sign are they in the day they were born? And the answer is absolutely yes. And it's not just your sun sign. It is everything. The cosmos has smiled upon you on the day of your birth. And it's interesting what some of the famous people have had to say about that. Dr. Carl Jung, psychiatrist, psychologist, very well known, said we are born at a given moment in a given place, and like vintage years of wine, we have the qualities of the year, of the season in which we are born. And Hippocrates, the father of medicine, who had many things to say about nutrition, about the spine, had this to say about astrology. a physician without knowledge of astrology has no right to call himself a physician. Find that very interesting statement.
Very interesting and very powerful indeed. And on the heels of that, we even have a great quote from Einstein, who totally believed in it as well. One moment. He said, astrology is a science in itself and contains an illuminating body of knowledge. It taught me many things, and I am greatly indebted to it. So one of the most powerful and brilliant men in the world is acknowledging it. So hopefully after this show today, you folks will acknowledge it as well.
Thank you for that. I actually had not heard that particular quote by Einstein. And I had a book of quotes by him. It's wonderful. With scientists who really look into this and understand that vibration is everything and everything is energy, understand that no matter how far away these planets are, they do affect us. So let me begin by giving you some basic information before I give you the particular strengths and weaknesses of each sign. I want to stress certain things. As this, each sign rules certain parts of the body, and those parts can be either the strongest or the weakest parts, and they often alternate. In other words, let's say Leo rules the spine and the back and the heart. Sometimes they have a very strong back, and they're very powerful, strong people, but other times that's where they'll have a lot of their problems. Same thing with the heart, strong heart, but they also can be very prone to a heart attack if they don't take care of themselves. But it doesn't mean that whatever I'm going to be sharing with you about the strongest and the weakest parts of your body, that these are absolutely going to say, okay, this is where I'm going to have a problem. We don't want anyone to think that way. Just to be careful, be aware, just as we're aware of certain traits that we have, because not because we're under a certain sign, but that sign will show us certain traits that we have. There's a saying also that's called the stars impel, they do not compel. So, of course, everything else that Joyce mentioned at the beginning also influences our health, but astrology does play a part. So just keep in mind also that it's not only your sun sign. The influence can come from many different places in your chart. Your sun sign, its opposite sign, and I will tell you the opposite as I cover each sun sign. It's also your moon sign, your ascendant. An ascendant is the sign that is rising at the moment of your birth. And many people don't know what that sign is, so they don't even know their rising sign. It also has to do with the strength of a lot of the planets. If you have a lot of planets in one particular sign, like I've got a whole bunch of planets in Gemini, and it affects me greatly, which you'll understand why when we come to Gemini. But many people could have a whole bunch of signs that is planets in a sign. It's not even their sun sign, and they'll be affected by that. It also has to do with where the planet Saturn is, because Saturn is a powerful sign of discipline, restriction, and it can affect your health also. And then there's what's known as the houses. These are the different compartments, different places where things take place in your within your chart. And the sixth house is considered the house of health, in addition to being the house of work and service. So that could also affect your health. And then there's another part, which is called aspects. Aspects have to do with how much energy is affecting particular planets, because they have a specific degrees between them, makes them more powerful. So there's a lot of different influences, and that's why I don't want anybody to get, caught up on this means this. But just get a sense of the fact that certain things are controlled by our health. When I come to the sun signs, which I will in just a moment, I'm going to recommend that you do realize that those parts might be more sensitive or stronger, and take a look at that, especially if you've had specific ailments, so you can say, oh, I see where that came from. So, again, there's a lot of information, and I'm going to make it as clear as possible, but I do recommend that you listen to this again in the archives. And you may also go back into the archives. And in January of 2016, we also had Astrology and Health, a different show, covered some different things, but it was a three-part show. So you may want to go back and listen to that also.
That was January 14, part 2, January 21, part 3, January 28 of 2016. Still in our archives. Very good if you want much more information, since it's a three-part show. So do check that out if you care to. 24/7, it's available in our archives. Jan 14, 21, and 28 of 2016. Enjoy.
Right. Yeah, it's a fascinating subject. I used to do astrology charts some years ago, and was always amazed at how accurate so many of these things are. But it's, as I said, and some very famous people, including Einstein, recognized that astrology is not just a game we play, but it does have some real effects. Okay, let's begin with Aries. And Aries is the first, considered the first sign, ruled by the planet Mars. Its opposite, remember I mentioned that the opposite can also have an effect, is Libra. Aries rules the head and face. So you might think headaches, migraines, injuries around the face and head. They are very excitable and impulsive people. And ruled by Mars, which is the ancient god of war, alien people may be susceptible to harm from things like sharp instruments and fire. They also could be daredevils. I think Harry Houdini, who actually died during one of his escapes that went bad. They need to wear protective head covering if they're doing any strenuous sports. Quite frankly, I would recommend that anyone wear protective head covering if they're doing strenuous sports because of the problems that we have with concussions and what they can cause. One thing about Aries that's very positive is they have strong recuperative powers. But the things that don't agree with them is too much salt and too much liquor. And again, I would say that would work for just about anyone, but particularly Aryans could be susceptible to weakening themselves through both salt, too much salt, and liquor.
That's interesting that they have strong recuperative powers because the head and face, wow, the head is, people get concussions all the time, certainly the sports people, you know, in the face, that's where people are getting punched, they're punched in the face. So that's a good thing to know for Aries, strong recuperative powers.
Yeah, and it's also a good thing to know that they need to take care of guarding their head and their face. Okay, let's move on to the second sign, which is Taurus. And by the way, the dates for an Aries are March 21st to April 19th. Now, when I give the dates, some years it was a day before or a day after, but these are considered generally the dates for each sign, as I tell it to you. The dates for the Taurus, April 20th to May 20th. Taurians, their opposite sign is Scorpio. Taurians are ruled by Venus, and Venus loves art, loves beauty, loves food, and they need to watch that they don't gain weight because of their enjoyment of the sensual pleasures. They are ruled, the area that they can have problems in, particularly, is the neck, throat and the thyroid gland. And because of the neck and the throat, they need to be careful about colds, sore throats, laryngitis, also thyroid problems. In the wintertime, they should wear scarves and mufflers. And again, most people do wear scarves and mufflers. I see people walking around in the wintertime with, you know, barely a jacket on. I say to myself, these people are probably not Taurians, but it's a good idea for them to take care of that part, the vulnerable part, which is the throat, and also, as I said, the thyroid gland. So the thyroid gland needs iodine, and it's important for them to get food, eat food that has iodine, such natural iodine, such as fish and seafood. Also, because Taurians generally like the good life and are not too excited about heavy exercise, walking is a very excellent exercise for them.
Are you saying I now have an excuse for the fact that I don't like exercise? I've been looking for an excuse for years.
You've got it. Yeah. The other thing about
Taurians, I was looking for it. So that's common to Taurians. They don't like exercise. That's funny.
Yeah, generally not. But again, you know, we're influenced by other signs. My brother is a Taurian, and he used to love exercise. He used to be a weightlifter and do all kinds of things. Taurians are also basically quite strong. They're strong people, generally, which is very good to know. But again, you know, we still need to take care of our health. The one thing also
one clarification there, strong. I'm just wondering if you mean emotionally or physically or both when you say strong.
Physically, they have a good physique. And then again, as I said, Joyce, everything, it's not only your sun sign, but basically Taurian is a strong sign. But they're also a thick sign. And so when a Taurian has particular habits, let's say their health habits do not support good health, too much wine, too much indulgence, or too much food, they can get sick, and they are loath to change their habits because they are fixed signs. Fixed means get stuck in something, you're going to stay that way. So they're resistant to change.
I'll second that.
Okay. Now we come to Gemini, and the Gemini is May 21st to June 20th, and they're opposing sign. I don't mean opposing, meaning they're in opposition to them, you know, like they're fighting with them. I mean the opposite sign in the zodiac is Sagittarius. Mercury rules the nervous system, and their ruling planet is Mercury, just as Scorpio is the ruling planet is Venus. So Gemini rules the hands, the arms, the shoulders, the lungs, and they're susceptible to strains and accidents involving the arms and the hands, but they also might be susceptible to bronchitis or respiratory illnesses or asthma. They're also is considered an intellectual sign ruled by Mercury, and so they think a lot, and their thinking can be the undoing of them because they get very much into about the positive and the negative, but their thinking can actually put a strain on their nervous system. And Geminis have very, very sensitive nervous systems, and they are prone to nervous disorders and anxiety and problems with the nervous system. They have a very strong need for vitamin B supplements because the B vitamins are the vitamins that are essential for the nervous system. Now, obviously, everyone has a nervous system. I mean, it controls your body, but it's particularly sensitive in Gemini and also another sign that I'll mention later because Mercury is pretty much equivalent as part of the zodiac. It would be equivalent to the nervous system in the body. I know a lot about that because when I became sensitive to the vibrations of the computer, it affected my nervous system severely, and I'm still dealing with that, but not to the point that I was originally. And it is definitely the fact that I have a number of planets in Gemini. So I'm one whose astrological and sun sign is very much the same, and that's where most of my problems tend to be. But thanks, Judy Garland.
I have a request. I don't want it to cramp your style, but I am finding this so extremely fascinating and interesting. I'm trying so hard to keep up with you and take notes. So for people like me that really want to get it, I know we can listen again in the archives. Just if you can go a wee bit slower. On behalf of all the people who are having difficulty keeping up, that would be great.
I'll do my best, okay. We have 12 signs, so that's why I'm, you know, trying to get through it. These are excitable, high-strung, a lot of anxiety, a lot of nervousness that can make people sick. And as I said, think Judy Garland, think Marilyn Monroe. And again, the vulnerability to upper respiratory infections, bronchitis, and asthma, none of which I'm happy to say I, as a Gemini, have. And I will attribute that to the fact that I take care of my nervous system with chiropractic adjustments and my diet and a lot of B supplements. Moving on to the sign of Cancer. And because the word Cancer, you know, brings a lot of distress to people, it means Cancer the crab. It has nothing to do with cancer, the illness. It's also sometimes they're called the moon child because they are ruled by the moon. The dates for moon child or Cancer is June 21st, July 22nd. June 21st to July 22nd, and their opposite is Capricorn. Now, ruled by the moon, they're a very, very feminine sign, and the moon has dominion over the breast and also the entire alimentary canal, which goes from the esophagus all the way down past the stomach to the anus, that entire area. Mostly we'll think of it as kind of a weakness of the stomach, very important for them to take care of their digestion, not with drugs, but rather with, let's say, digestive enzymes, eating foods that are compatible for them. They're a very, very emotional sign. And also, because of this sensitivity, they are somewhat, can be very intuitive. But on the other hand, they can be susceptible to believing things that are not necessarily true just because of their moodiness or their emotionality. So this is primarily where they need to take care of themselves, watching their moods. Parents of Cancer children have often told me how moody their child is. And I explain that's a part of their astrological background. They're very involved with home and family, and so they're likely to be susceptible to accidents in the home to be careful about. Again, this is another sign that loves to eat, so weight gain and may be an issue, especially as they get older. Cancer health is not robust. This does not mean, oh, gee, I have to worry all the time. No, just means take care of yourself and watch your moods and perhaps spend a lot of time in being inspired. You can be inspired by things like this show, which so often has very, very inspiring people speaking, besides me, speaking on the show.
I have to definitely put input there. Not sometimes. I'm going to say all the time. Every guest is really checked out, and every guest has a contribution to make to you. So I suggest you listen, because every day we can offer you something special. And we really appreciate our loyal listeners. We invite you to go to Joyce Barry and Friends.com. And when you get there, right under my picture on the upper left, it says follow. And we do invite you to follow us. Oh, my goodness. I was caught with everything going on taking notes that we have a mystery guest that just came in. I didn't see it. favorite astrologer, psychic, Peter Marks. He's here to say hi to you folks. I was in the chat room. Go ahead, Peter Marks.
Yes, Joyce. Good morning. Good morning, Beverly.
Good morning.
How are you, dear?
I'm wonderful.
You are doing... You're doing such a marvelous job with explaining astrology. I'm going to have to come to you for a reading.
Do you know that one of the things that I will be mentioning, and I could mention it right now because you're here. Oh, excuse me just one moment while I get some water.
See, she got all choked up just hearing your voice, Peter Marks. That's the influence you have on them. They become speechless. They need water. They need air. They need oxygen.
I want you to say that you, my dear friend, is one that I'm recommending to people, because at the beginning of the show I mentioned it's not just sun sign. There's so many influences that could be about any aspect in your life and affecting your health, and that if they want to get their astrological profile, they can, of course, go online and get a free chart, which is going to tell them where the placements are. But if they really want to understand their particular chart, their uniqueness, and how it affects not only their health, but all the areas of their life, they need to actually contact and work with an astrologer. And it just happens that the astrologer whose name I was going to share with them is Peter Marks, whose phone number
My guy.
Is 203-206-9353. And I highly recommend Peter, because he's not only an excellent astrologer, but he's a psychic as well. And that's a combination that is very hard to beat.
And he's not an astrologer psychic. He's the best astrologer psychic. Once again, the number is 203-206-9353. And folks, I'll let you in on something. If you simply mention, when you call Peter to book your appointment and you mention either Beverly, Joyce, or the show, Peter will give you a special discount. We all love our loyal listeners, and I promise you it'll be a special discount. So don't get intimidated that Peter reads celebrities, royalty, people all over the world, because he will read you at a very fair affordable price if you call him. Peter, anything else you want to say on your busy day? I know it took a lot for you to juggle things to join us.
Well, I did want to say that Beverly's explanations about astrology and the history with Carl Jung and Albert Einstein and all of these people, I've been researching for many, many years. You're both very detailed in your due diligence on research. And I did want to say, I have clients that still come to me and ask me to explain how astrology works. And it is the energies from the celestial bodies that do govern us. But I also wanted to say, and I believe Beverly mentioned this, when we are born, we all have free will. Many people say to me, I'm very attached to reading the Bible, and is this God ordained, and is this accepted by the church or the temple, whatever. We all have free will. We are not under the auspices of a nefarious, evil force that is governing us. So I did want to interject that. And I also wanted to mention retrogrades also have a major impact, depending on the planet, with the manifestation of the energy and also squares and oppositions. But besides interjecting that, my God, Beverly, you are brilliant when it comes down to teaching and explaining, and you also, Joyce.
Thank you so much. And she did start the show by saying the stars impel. They do not compel. So
yes,
I'm glad you reiterated how important that is. And I don't know where I'd be without my psychic astrologer, Peter Marks. And very soon we'll announce the date that he'll be on the show within the next couple of weeks. We will give you that. Become a loyal listener so you'll get these updates via email. Peter, anything else?
Yes, I love the both of you. I feel so honored to have both of you in my life as my close friends. And I'm going to continue to listen to the program. And thank you for taking my call.
Peter,
thank you
I will
for
take
making
your
the call.
I will take your call 24/7, Peter Marks. You are a major, major force in my life that always makes the day better just by hearing your voice.
Thank you, dear.
Okay, thank you for checking in with us. We have to move on because Beverly has enough information for 20 shows. So once again, we've done several shows before. For more information from her, Jan 14, 21, 28 of 2016. But let me stress that you folks should be listening every day, not just to hear the awesome health guru Beverly Nadler, not just to hear our world-renowned psychic astrologer Peter Marks, but as I said, every day, every guest is hand-selected with the criteria being they can impact your life in a positive way. So here in Beverly's own words, we'll give you more reasons to listen.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, to partner up with us in having that happen, just go to JoyceBarryAndFriends.com, and right under my picture on the left side, it says follow. Do follow us. A simple click on that. You become a loyal listener. You need not miss any of these amazing shows. So back to our amazing health guru, also astrologer, Beverly Nadler. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Joyce, and thank you again, Peter. It's just always a pleasure when you join us on the show, and your shows are also quite extraordinary. So I'm delighted to have you both in my life. Well, we're up to Leo, and Leo sign, July 23rd to August 22nd. The opposite sign is Aquarius, and the reason I mention that is because, as I said, some of the influences come from your opposite sign. The Leo is ruled by the sun, which is a very powerful, very, very powerful cosmic energy. They have a lot of vitality. They're usually quite upbeat. But when they do get upset and depressed, it's very hard on them because they are used to being cheerful and optimistic. They're also used to winning. They're used to being able to do whatever they want to do. They're another fixed sign. And when their vitality is not up to par, it is a very disturbing thing for them. But they are ruled by their back spine and their heart. And the reason I mentioned the emotional effect is very often does affect a person's heart, their physical heart, not just for Leos, for anyone. And so the emotional aspect of our lives is very important. Leos need to be aware of physical overexertion because, again, they have all of this vital energy and they feel they can do anything. They can push themselves. They need to excel. It's a very – Leo's the king, you know. Leo the lion, the king. They tend to be powerful. They do have a lot of what we call longevity. That's a long-lived sign. So they can and do recover from their illness, including if they have a heart attack, they are usually going to recover. You might hear people who've had several heart attacks, and they recover from each, and they could very well be Leos. And other people might have a heart attack and, you know, they're gone. There's no way of knowing that. And again, your astrological is one important, very important aspect, but it certainly is not everything. Everyone should be taking care of their health. Everyone should have time that they give to just relaxation. Everyone should be aware of the emotional impact on their lives, regardless of what sign they are. And everyone should be having nutritious food and doing some form of exercise. Some people, it's not for them to do very vigorous exercise, but some for even just walking is an exercise that is very, very, very important. It seems to work for everyone, just walking. The next sign we come to is Virgo, and their opposite sign is Pisces. Their dates are August 23rd to September 22nd. Virgo is also ruled by Mercury, which rules the nervous system. And so, similar to a Gemini, their nervous system is very sensitive. But nothing to do with their hands and arms like a Gemini. Rather, they need to be careful of their intestines. So it's nervous system. And very often, when people do get nervous, where do you feel it? You feel it in your gut, in your stomach, in your intestines. So this is a sign that is very exacting, likes to be a perfectionist, also very involved with their work, tend to be warriors, not warriors. Warrior is your Aries. They are warriors, and because of that, they need a lot of time to just relax, and they don't tolerate drugs well. So they do not should be taking a minimum, if they're taking any drugs, a minimum, looking for natural ways for whatever ailments they have. For them, another also digestive enzymes. I mentioned that before. I happen to believe in digestive enzymes for anyone, or any adult, but especially important for people who may have problems with their stomach, as Virgos can. So again, because they tend to worry about their health a lot, they also worry about their work because Virgo rules your work, and they're very, very diligent. They need to give themselves a break to just
all right. Well, I want to give you folks
relax.
A break also. Beverly talked about digestive enzymes, so let me refer you to a whole show where we handle digestive enzymes and also the importance of probiotics. We did a whole show on that. If you're kind of like me and you're not really up on all these things and the importance of them, please listen to Beverly's show on June 14, Digestive Enzymes and Probiotics, The Power of Both. June 14, that's only a week or so ago. Don't miss that show. And you can go to www.healthyandorganic.net, healthyandorganic.net, and you'll find out a lot more about the digestive enzymes. It's a place where you can buy them online, healthyandorganic.net. So since she's making a point about their power and importance, let me invite you to go to healthyandorganic.net. Before we proceed, Beverly, why don't you also tell them about your personal website, BeverlyNadler.com, and what they will gain out of going to that website.
My website is simple to remember. It's BeverlyNadler.com. You'll find links on there for some of my other websites, including BreakthroughHealth.net. There's a lot of information on nutrition and on health on my website. But there's also a lot of information about other aspects that make us who we are and what we are, and it has to do with the laws of the universe and how we use our mind. Lots of articles on that, and also on my coaching, and also a lot of information about just being well, how to take care of yourself. And there are testimonials from my coaching clients, and also from my did a lot of teaching of many of these subjects, and many of the subjects that just mean a lot for our own health, the other aspects of what it is that makes us healthy. So it's BeverlyNadler.com, and you'll find links there for other websites and other resources, and also for my poetry, and just generally, it's an educational website. Thank you for recommending it, Joyce. Also, my books are listed on there, and you can click the link there and find out more about my books, especially Vibrational
Nadler
Harmony.
Nadler is N-A-D-N-A-D-L-E-R, Nadler, BeverlyNadler.com.
Thank you. And Vibrational Harmony, which talks about the fact that everything is energy, and that's very relative because that's what we're talking about now, the energy of the cosmos and how it affects us. So thank you for that reference, Joyce. I appreciate it. Okay, moving on, we come to Libra, September 23rd to October 22nd, and their opposite sign is Aries. They are ruled by Venus also. Taurus and Libra are both ruled by Venus, and it's associated, the Libran sign and Venus, associated with skin, hair, throat, kidneys, lumbar area. They tend to have lower back problems. Literally, Libra rules the lower back, the buttocks and the kidneys. And so they have to be careful with back strain and having problems in the lumbar region. And they may be subject to kidney infections, which, of course, anybody could be subject to that. But as I said, this is, you know, a weakened there. Their influence, their health is influenced tremendously by their surroundings. Their love of beauty and balance, it's the sign of balance. When things are out of balance, whether it's in their surroundings, in their relationships, even in their diet, when things are not balanced, if they don't have a balance of work and recreation, it greatly affects them, and their weak areas could be affected. So being influenced by their environment, it's important for Libras to recognize that and take the time, actually, to bring themselves, if they don't live in a compatible environment, to go out into nature, which seems to be a wonderful environment for just anyone. The vibrations of nature, of the trees and flowers, is very, very influential. But they should, to the best of their ability, surround themselves in their own home with things of beauty that they can actually view, so that they feel this sense of beauty and balance in their own lives, and that it actually affects their health. Moving on to Scorpio, which is October 23rd to November 21st, ruled by Pluto. Now, Pluto recently has been decided that it's not a planet. I don't know whether it is or it isn't. I haven't looked at the latest controversial information. But at any rate, it appears very strongly that it does rule Scorpio. And Scorpio is a very intense powerful sign. They are, Pluto governs the formation of cells of the reproduction function. In other words, the sex organs, they have to be very careful of, also urinary system, careful for, I'm going to say venereal disease, or what I mean. Anybody could be subject to that, but also Scorpios tend to be a very, very lustful sign, they may have a problem in those areas, especially if they are promiscuous, meaning sleeping around, okay? It's a very intense emotional sign. It's a thick sign. When they get caught on something, stuck on something emotionally, it's very hard to move them, and of course this does have an effect on the health. Emotions affect our physical health. Actually, they can get so into such emotional state, they actually exhaust themselves. But they do have strong bodies, and they do have excellent recuperation. It's also a sign that is very intuitive and very, very, to somewhat, I wouldn't say very, but somewhat they can be it's psychic, but not every Scorpio is a psychic, you know, psychic people can come from any sign, but they need to watch their emotional state and do whatever work they need to do to move themselves from their intense negativity it's interesting because Scorpio is a scorpion that rises, you know, from the depths to the heights, and so they have the ability to move to a very, very high state of consciousness, but they need to work on these emotional states. Moving on, which is Sagittarius, which is November 22nd to December 21st. Their opposite sign is Gemini. They are ruled by Jupiter, which is considered a beneficent sign planet. In other words, it's fortunate, and we say that when Jupiter is in a particular sign, that sign is one that is a fortunate sign. However, like all of the planets and all of the signs, they're all ruling here, and it's ruling the liver, the hips, and the thighs, and also because Jupiter regulates the pituitary gland, they can have a sensitive liver, and they need to avoid and certainly limit, if not totally avoid, alcohol. They can be susceptible to hepatitis because, again, Sagittarius rules the liver. They need a lot of outdoor exercise. It's particularly important for Sagittarians. That helps them to be healthy. It is, as I said, Jupiter planet of good fortune and abundance, but since it governs the liver, they tend to overindulge also in food and also in alcohol, but not necessarily. I know many Sagittarians who never touch alcohol. When they're injured, it's likely to be fractures, sprains, or bruising in the areas of the hips and the thighs. They can be susceptible to sciatica. But with all that said, Sagittarians are also a long-lived sign. Now, when I say a long-lived sign, that's good, but that doesn't mean other people from other signs are not going to live long or that everyone in a long-lived sign is going to. So, again, this is why I recommend getting a chart, and I also recommend it if you're really interested, going back over our previous shows and also specifically contacting a specific astrologer. His name is Peter Marks, and you heard him earlier on the show. If you did not have the pleasure of hearing him, if you joined us late in the show, please go back and to the archives and listen to the show again, because Peter had some very important points to make during this show about your astrological signs and how they affect your health. And he is a well-known, very well-known, well-versed on not only astrology, but he is a psychic.
And a medium.
Guest on
He's
Joyce's
a medium
show.
As well, for those of you that want to connect with those you love that have passed. So he's a medium, a psychic, an astrologer, a clairvoyant, intuitive. He's everything that the best of the best should be. Okay, I know you have just one more Capricorn. Is that correct?
Two more Capricorn. No, three more Capricorn, Sagittarius, and Pisces. So we move on.
I thought we were on with Sagittarius. I see it now.
Sagittarius.
Yes, three more.
Aquarius. Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces.
Yes, I see it. I see that. Okay. I know you need the time to do it, but I just want to let you catch your breath and interject with some quotes that will really drive home the point of how important these things truly, truly are. Quincy Jones, "I believe in astrology as much as I do in genetics." I love what J.P. Morgan said. Anyone can be a millionaire, but to become a billionaire, you need an astrologer. Juvenal says, "Astrology reveals the will of the gods." Stephen Forrest, "Astrology is just a finger pointing at reality." Varaha Mihira, "There is no better boat than a horoscope to help a man cross over the sea of life." D.H. Lawrence, "We need not feel ashamed of flirting with the zodiac. The zodiac is well worth flirting with." Carl Jung, "The starry vault of heaven is in truth the open book of cosmic projection." Chris Fisher, "Astrology is one of the oldest and most accurate tools known to mankind." Sri Yukteswar, "A child is born on that day and at that hour when the celestial rays are in mathematical harmony with his individual karma." And finally, Dane Ruhaya, "Astrology is a language. If you understand this language, the sky speaks to you." And why I felt it important to interject those quotes is Beverly is giving you extraordinary information, very powerful, but I wanted to put in why you should be taking heed of it. You might be listening to it and say, why is it important, or I don't believe in it. So for you skeptics out there, I wanted to give you some very well-known people and their endorsement of it, so hopefully it will impact you even more. Okay, back to you, Beverly.
Thank you for that, Joyce. I learned a lot about all of these famous people. I mean, I knew it was endorsed by many, many people, and I have never had a doubt about its importance, but that really hit home. So let's move on with Capricorn, December 22nd to January 19th. Saturn is the ruling planet, and Capricorn rules the bones, the joints, and the knees, and Saturn actually governs the gallbladder and the spleen. So Capricorn often have beautiful and strong teeth, but they also have a lot of problems with their teeth. They are subject to stiff joints, problems possibly with rheumatism and different orthopedic problems. The knees, Capricorns are noted, however, for longevity. Remember, everybody's got some kind of issue, strengths and weaknesses, but you can still live a long life. Capricorn's bones and joints are vulnerable to accidents if they are not careful. This is the areas in which they're likely to have problems, and they need to watch that. Capricorn also are affected by moods and depression because of Saturn, which is can be a restrictive sign, but a very, very important sign that has some wonderful benefits, just as all of our signs do. I'm very familiar with this because one of my daughters is a Capricorn, and in growing up, she had a lot of problems with her legs, the bones in her legs. Fortunately, she outgrew them, and she's in very good health right now, happy to say. Aquarius is next, and I didn't mention that Capricorn's opposite is Cancer, and remember I did say look to the opposite also. Aquarius, January 20th to February 18th, and their opposite is Leo. Aquarius rules the circulatory system, shins, calves, ankles. So they can be prone to ankle sprains and breaks, also to varicose veins, hardening of the arteries. The lower part of the legs and ankles are an area that is more susceptible to for Aquarians if they become ill or if they have pains, and they need to be careful of accidents so they can avoid this. Cold weather is particularly hard on Aquarians. If they live in the north, they need to be sure to bundle up in the winter to prevent themselves from frostbite. Uranus is their ruling planet, and that's what governs their circulatory system and also the pineal gland. Now, interesting, you know, we're in the age of Aquarius, and supposedly consciousness is growing, is becoming more people more spiritual. The Uranus rules the pineal gland, and that is what is considered the third eye, and it develops our spiritual awareness. So Aquarians, but obviously not all of them, are very much into the universality, a very humanitarian sign, a sign of brotherhood, a sign of friendship. And sometimes that can be a problem for them because people don't always respond, as we well know, the way we'd like them to. And it could cause a lot of negative emotions because they're not feeling that they're getting the friendship or the warmth or the assistance from people that they care about. And that's because of this particular ruler by Uranus and the pineal gland, which demands, actually, that we grow spiritually. The Pisces, and we're up to the last sign, and their opposite is a Virgo. The dates are February 19th to March 20th, ruled by Neptune, which could make this a sign that is somewhat dreamy, idealistic, but the way it rules is the feet, the toes, also the mucous membranes. They tend to have beautifully shaped but sensitive feet, prone to having fallen arches, bunions, corns. So it's very important for Pisceans to have well-fitted shoes. They can also have what's known as athlete's feet. They are sensitive people, and they have to be really be careful not to get involved with drugs and alcohol. They don't generally have robust health, but certainly, as I said, taking care of your health, astrology is only one thing, and as we repeated several times, the stars impel, they do not compel. They're very creative people, very impressionistic, and this is why they can have the drug and alcohol problems. They need a well-balanced diet, and they need to establish moderate habits. The particularly good exercise for Pisceans is dancing and swimming. And I'm happy to say that we have covered 12 signs and given you some of the information that should assist you in dealing with your health, although I would always say we all need a well-balanced diet. We all need some exercise. We all need to take care of our mental and emotional state, regardless of the planetary influences. But look to the planetary influences just as you look to other influences to see what's going on in your life and how you can better take care of yourself. And listen to our shows every Thursday. We have shows that have some aspect of health, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. And also Joyce has many, many wonderful, wonderful people on her show, her guests who talk about health, talk about one of the most important aspects of health, which is your own sense of motivation, your own self-expression, your own ability to moderate and take care of yourself physically and especially emotionally and mentally. All of it counts. The study of astrology is extremely important, very, very valuable. Taking care of every aspect of who you are will ensure a much happier, healthier, and longer and delightful life.
And speaking of longer, folks, we want to accommodate you, and we're extending the show today by about 10 to 15 minutes, because I'm sure Beverly has a poem, and I'd love to hear her closing message. So to wrap it up, I will extend the show another 15 minutes for those of you that want to hear more.
Thank you for that, Joyce. I actually worked hard to bring this into the actual hour. I will share my poem first, and this poem, interestingly, is not about health, but it is about astrology, the various different things that one can recognize. People will generally recognize these things in themselves. So it's called Born Under the Stars. Aries is ambitious, impulsive, a leader, full of energy. Taurus is tenacious, reliable, stubborn, loves security. Skip Gemini, you'll soon see why. Cancer is cautious, sensitive, protective, loves home and family. Leo is majestic, proud, generous, behaves dramatically. Virgo is practical, helpful, reserved, functions analytically. Libra is easygoing, pleasant, artistic, needs peace and harmony. Scorpio is secretive, intense, and thorough, a person of mystery. Sagittarius is cheerful, honest, adventurous, has to feel free. Capricorn is conservative, quiet, responsible, climbs towards victory. Aquarius is friendly, original, broad-minded, believes in equality. Pisces is patient, changeable, a dreamer, full of sympathy. That covers all the signs but one, the one that's charming, versatile and fun, intellectual and witty too. I mean Gemini, my sign, that's who. Let me hurry on to say, I'm not partial in any way. I know people of every sign, and I think most of them are fine. But the best astrological arrangement by far is to believe that you're born under a lucky star.
Oh, Beverly, that is so great. That is just so cool. Only you would come up with a poem and include every one of the sun signs. That is really extraordinary. The poem that I want to share with you folks is, if you are interested in astrology, if you want to tap into it, when are you going to do that? Are you going to do that right here, right now, and build on what you're hearing in the show? Or are you someone who actually believes you're going to do it someday? And if that's you, I wrote this for all of you who thinks there is a someday. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when. Folks, as important as it is for us to have our shows be informative and interesting, and we always want you to get value out of it, more importantly, we want you to act on it. We want you to take advantage of it. We want it to make an impact in your life. When you act, action changes things. Act. And if not now, when? That's the question I ask all of you. Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not now, when? So as a success coach, my message is it's half, 50% to get the information. The other 50% is to act on it. I value astrology so much. It's so informative, insightful, that I'm really supporting you folks in learning more about your sign and going into action, taking advantage of what you learn from it, what to be aware of in terms of strengths and weaknesses. Beverly, what is your concluding message?
Well, since you gave us extra time, Joyce, I found something that I feel people will truly benefit from, written by an astrologer, and she was specifically referring to the sixth house, which is the house of health, but also what she has to say is very much relative for anyone, regardless of their sign, and I'd like to spend a few minutes on sharing that. The ways you maintain your overall bodily health include such concepts as exercise, diet, food preparation, food combinations, the introduction of contaminants into your food or living or working space environment, mental imagery, and healthy body projection practices, breathing and breath routines, maintenance of the proper yin and yang polarities, appropriate use of food substances to maintain health, vitamin supplements, and vitamin or mineral absorption. All of these ideas can be labeled as health concern, and it is these concerns, as opposed to overall body health, that are addressed by the sixth house. Also, let me say, addressed in the sign of Virgo. There is as much to learn about the maintenance of a good and healthy body as well as good and healthy attitudes, and it is this learning and practice of what you learn that is found in the sixth house. Holistic therapies, homeopathy versus allopathic medical practices, massage, yoga, exercise routines, color therapy, acupuncture, psychic healing, etc., represent disciplines that can be used to maintain health and these practices are rooted in concepts associated with the sixth house. Many of the problems of health are brought about by stress, primarily from living and working environments that are causing you pain, suffering, depression. Many of these are caused by internal mental processes that have to do with an inadequate or improper way of relating to yourself within stressful environments. Your habits of living and work need to be adjusted if you are confronted with situations that put you out of ease. Difficult to remember that your body may need time to do nothing. Doing nothing means relaxing without a goal or an objective. Sometimes this is called meditation. Your body has ways of telling you that it needs more time in meditative states or general relaxation. The states of your health and your willingness to listen to your body to maintain your overall health is a concern that is directly addressed by the sixth house.
Thank you for that, Beverly. You made it clear about tying in health and astrology, and that was a great way to do it. So in a sentence or two, what is your message to our folks, your personal message?
My personal message is to get a chart done. And if you can possibly arrange it, I would greatly suggest that you not only get your chart done, but get a wonderful interpretation from our friend Peter Marks. And I want to tell you that we had no idea that Peter was coming on to the show today. So it isn't something that was at all planned to even mention him, although I did plan to mention him because he is my favorite astrologer. And I know from having done charts in the past, hundreds of charts years ago, how important it can be when you really understand. Peter mentioned squares and aspects, these are important, and there's something that could not be covered other than with an astrologer that you can understand how they affect your health.
Thank you for that, Beverly. And my message is I find it so valuable, as I said, astrology, that I cited these very famous people with their message to really impact why we did the show and why you should, you know, look into it a little more deeply. I want to close with a prayer for all of you, my personal prayer. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. Folks, go out and make someone happy today. Go do a random act of kindness. Pay it forward. Special thank you for Beverly for delivering another extraordinary show, as she does each and every Thursday. Here's to your health Thursday. And today we did Here's to Your Astrological Sign Friday. So we appreciate you and always look forward to your poems and your books and all that you want to share with us. So, folks, do have a happy day. Sing along with us, dance along with us, laugh along with us, starting right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash. Thank you, and God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. She's
wow.
a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.